Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
January 18th is going to be a key day in the Delphi murder case and the charges against Richard Allen. A new hearing set to take place to review the second writ motion, that an oral argument will be taking place in front of the Indiana Supreme Court, formally arguing three specific points. Trial? Well, when can we have that? One of the requests from Richard Allen's former attorneys that are being argued through new attorneys is to have that trial within 70 days and for those former attorneys to be back and to actually be the instated attorneys. And the other request for Judge Gull to be removed from the case. The optics are just a little bit too not so good anymore. For the sake of justice, for the sake of this trial taking place in a fair setting and they can get to the bottom of whether Richard Allen is guilty or not, they're saying these things need to take place. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, joining us. What do you think? Those are three very big motions. I don't know that they're going to get the trifecta here on this, but they're all very valid points in what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I don't know about the legal side of the motions. I wasn't a lawyer. I just investigated these things for the lawyers and mostly on the counterintelligence spy side. All I can say is, since we've been talking about defense attorneys, I would want these two.
Yeah.
These two are so dedicated to trying his case and defending him. That's who you want on your side. You want someone who is that all in to defend you, because they're just doing their job. They are, and they're above and beyond their job. And they're out there on the limb doing things for him, making seemingly crazy claims about Odinism and all that. And yet they're still at it, and they're still fighting to be part of this case. And it begs the question, why? Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't know. And I'm still because I'm not the lawyer part of this. I didn't know that the lawyer could be removed for what happened.
Oh yeah,
and it's a puzzle, isn't it? I mean, I've never heard of that before.
Well,
not saying it can't be, but it's very rare.
It really is. I mean, and that's where so many of the arguments are coming into saying that Richard Allen's Sixth Amendment rights were violated, because I mean they clearly were. A judge can certainly remove counsel if they view that they're inappropriate, that some sort of gross negligence has taken place and it's not going to benefit the client. That can happen. But there was no hearing in any of this. None of these things were ever addressed. It was pretty much a heavy-handed conversation in chambers that I'm guessing she may be looking back on now that the transcript is out and thinking, well, maybe I, you know, pushed it. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it can happen. But at the same point, you can also bring in your own counsel anytime you want. Obviously, Rossi and Baldwin were assigned by the state initially, and right. You can't go to the state and say, I don't like these guys, give me new ones. That's not at all what happened. They were forced out. And then they're even saying now, look, we'll do this for free. We'll do it pro bono. And you do have the right to bring in your own counsel if you want, no matter who you want it to be. He could represent himself if he wanted to. So to say that they can't go in at this date, in this juncture, in this process, that's what I think is really up for debate here in terms of even being legal to make that sort of a move and really violate his rights.
Me too. You brought up the exact kind of comparisons and analogies that I was thinking of too. So he could represent himself. And if they're not disbarred, they're legally allowed to practice law and they're working in his best interests.
Yeah.
Okay, so the judge didn't like the missteps they might have made with evidence in the privacy of their own office. Granted, it's not like they went out and publicized, you know, the evidence that got leaked. You know, all right, so boo-boos were made, but nothing illegal. And so if nothing illegal was done, they're legally barred, practicing lawyers, and they're willing to defend the defendant, even pro bono, not at the cost of the state. I don't understand why they can't. It is befuddling to me, especially if you do a little thought experiment like this. If you're a judge that wants to ensure that you're known to have justice done and you have two lawyers that are vehemently willing to defend someone to uphold the criminal justice system and a defendant, I don't understand why you would block that. Again, even seeing her arguments for things, it just doesn't. When it comes to law, most, you know, there's right and wrong, but there's also that reasonableness that comes in that I love that word reasonableness. You know, reasonable people would do X, Y, and Z. Reasonable people would do this. Judges reasonably would do this. This doesn't seem reasonable to me.
There's not a whole lot reasonable in any of this case when it comes to the treatment of Richard Allen. Innocent until proven guilty. They even moved him to another facility this last week, but not to the jail where he really should be at. Another prison, another maximum security prison that he is going to be held at. I'm not a conspiracy theorist on any of this, and sometimes bad decision-making can look like conspiracies. And I don't know here in this, is this just one big snowball of one bad decision made after another to cover up for the previous bad decision that now we're in this nightmare? I really wonder that, because we're looking at a fairly innocent thing, if you will, is that the prosecution was not going to be ready for trial within 70 days. They just were not. It would not have ended well, and that was going to be a hard date. Only way around that is finding some way to kick that trial back. How do you do that? Well, your attorneys are violating this. You have no choice now, and your speedy trial rights are also going to go out the window, but we have to do that. It's not an argument they're going to ever make or admit to, but that could be one of the more non-conspiratorial ways of looking at this, although that is kind of a conspiracy in itself, just not all the way out to Odinism. The other thing is, what do Baldwin and Rossi know? I mean, what could end up being exposed here? We were getting really close to that Franks hearing where the Delphi Police Department was going to be drug under the bus, and there was going to be a lot that was going to come out of a lot of missteps, a lot of inappropriate behavior, a lot of allegations being made without much evidence. And then suddenly when that was about to happen, all of this happened. So covering up all these things, or is there something much deeper and darker going on in Delphi that that was about to reach the surface?
I tend to go on I loved your quote there, the bad decision snowball.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of bad decision snowballs going on. Conspiracies are always tough.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't believe in conspiracy, but here's why I'm not a big conspiracy guy. Having been in the government for over 30 years of my life, I've been around things, you know, like Flight 800.
Yeah.
I was, you know, years ago when Flight 800, the TWA flight that was, that went down just after takeoff out of JFK in New York City, I was actually on that case in New York. Not on, I didn't work the case, but I was actually in the hangar that guarded that plane fuselage that was reconstructed, put together. When I came in the Bureau, it had just happened. I was in the Marine Corps. And I was one of these people who's like, oh, that was shot down by us, man. Everyone saw the missile track and you know, they're covering up. We shot that plane down by mistake.
Yeah.
Then when I entered the FBI, I entered government service at that level, I saw the communication between all these people. And I literally saw what it would take to keep people quiet from in that conspiracy that we shot that down. Impossible.
Sure.
Literally impossible. There are so many. So in this case right here, my long drawn out explanation is there are so many people involved at so many different levels that keeping it hushed up, if it's conspiracy, is extremely difficult and unlikely. Mm-hmm. The more likely thing is, like you said, we have a really bunch of series of bad decisions without playing forward the consequences of their decisions, like you and I do these thought experiments. When people don't do thought experiments and they don't play things forward on the decisions they're making and the impact they're going to have when they are made, especially when things are big public events and trials like this one, it tends to snowball worse and worse and worse. And so the more one snowball happens, there's more eyes and you make another misstep because you have potentially borderline incompetent people that are involved, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then it has a perception of a cover-up mm-hmm. when it's possible, but the likelihood, just because the number of people involved, is really challenging, very, very challenging, especially now that we have state oversight coming in to take a look at, investigate. That's what I really like, is like someone outside of their system from bigger on high, taking a look down to make sure things are being done right. I think my guess is at the end of the day on all this, we're going to see a bunch of missteps were taken by people that were mildly competent or incompetent that probably shouldn't have been making those decisions.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com.
95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.